Well, the midnight headlight blinds you on a rainy night. Steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. There goes a windshield wiper slapping out a tempo. The CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Motorrad and their innovative thermostat cap and engine management solutions. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. Learn more at Motorrad.com. We are back with you. I'm Aaron Clements with co-host Justin Courtney, and we are back on the road, and we were talking with George. And George had one more thing he was going to mention to us. What was it, George?
I wanted Justin's comment on tuning a tuner for the 3.0 Duramax, and I'll hang up and listen to his comments on that.
Well, tuning is kind of a double-edged sword, George. Is your truck still under warranty?
Yes, it is, and I understand where you're headed with that at current time.
Well,
I understand it may affect the warranty,
it definitely will. I used to work for General Motors. It definitely will affect the warranty, and
it will eliminate any warranty. I realize that, but the pros and cons of adding it is my question.
There are pros. I'll put it bluntly. We have a Duramax truck too, and mine's not tuned. Because it's certified and it's under warranty. Because even if you tune it back to the factory tune before you take it in, there's a record in there. You can tell when it was flashed and reflashed. Yeah. And there is a way. We used to shoot people down sometimes, and I hate to do it, but it is what it is. You can, in some cases, get some... Folks say they get better mileage. They can change you can tune out the def. You can delete the def, which technically I think you're violating the law when you do it.
That's against the law.
It is against the law. You may as well be out there cutting catalytic converters off. That's against the law too. So you are in violation of the law when you do that. But I haven't deleted anything on our truck because I don't want to break the law. Now, if I had an old 06 or something, 2500 that still ran pretty good and it wasn't under any certified or warranty or anything, I might tune it. It wouldn't have def on it because it's old, but I might tune an older one like that. But something that's under warranty, those things are so expensive to fix when they break. I mean, anything.
I'm not promoting anything like that. Yes,
right,
I understand.
In my opinion, if it was certified and you still got General Motors looking out for it for you, I don't know if I'd tune it. But you know, to each his own, I suppose.
I'm not. That's not my question. I'm aware of that. Is there a probe on performance to tune it? I'm not going to
sure.
throw away.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a $25,000 or $30,000 replacement.
Oh yeah. No, you can get those companies, those aftermarket companies, they're clever folks. They come up with big horsepower. Ridiculous amounts of power.
And they can also give towing advantages because it can change the time that the lockup converter might come in.
And it changes the variable vane turbo and all this.
There's a lot of things that where it's especially if somebody is doing something special with the truck like towing or other items, you can make it do more what you want it to do. I will tell you, though, that a gentleman that I went to school with, he was an instructor at General Motors. Mm-hmm. AC Delco. And I went to that class, and I will always remember something he said. He said, if you change something from the factory settings from what it is, you're going to give up something somewhere. They've got it all kind of compromised in.
Yeah.
To where you get the best of this for this. And if you change, you're going to lose something somewhere. Now, it might be something you don't care about. It might be something just saying, it don't run quite as well cold. The gas mileage might be 1 or 2 miles per gallon mm-hmm. down. But you'll usually give up something. Now, other way, you may lose some performance to gain some gas mileage or lose some power to gain some gas mileage. But they've compromised so many things in most cases
on
every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Exactly. You're gonna give up something somewhere. In that case, of course, you'd be giving up your warranty if you did it, which is huge.
I'm certainly not promoting that.
The short answer is yes, you can definitely get performance gains and towing gains, and there's lots of companies that do it.
And it has a factory lift on it as well, right. And that was another issue that, you know, you didn't see that very often. And sometimes the aftermarket lift affects.
Yeah,
for sure.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. And the number to call is 800-224-9090. If you had a question about your car, truck, or your SUV, and you want to ask it, now is the time. Or also, if you have a question or even a tip for others about towing items, that's the time. And we do want to lay a tech tip quiz out on the table. And, of course, the winner will receive a prize package. I'll call it an extravaganza. Oh, it's huge. Yep. I mean, huge.
Life-changing.
Yeah, life-changing. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can't say enough about it. But you could win these beautiful prizes from the CNC Auto Show. And here is the question. Billy and a guy that lives in his neighborhood put something on the tailgate of his 2018 Chevrolet Silverado that cut his fuel consumption in half. I mean, in half. And that's pretty much a true story. It can happen. It can happen. Okay, if you know the answer to that, you give us a call. Let's go ahead and lay our first tech tip quiz. We got less than a minute, but we're going to go ahead and mention this part. That is to review the towing capacity of your vehicle. If you plan on towing something,
yep,
you want to know how heavy it is and what your vehicle is capable,
absolutely,
of carrying, and going over the maximum towing capacity can result in a dangerous handling of the vehicle, insufficient braking performance, yep, or some serious issues to your vehicle suspension system, engine, and drivetrain.
Drivetrain.
So know those specs. And if you're buying something new, they'll normally go over that with you.
It'll be in your owner's manual.
Mm-hmm. You can consult
your gross vehicle weight rating sticker, mm-hmm, that's inside your door. Sometimes you have to do some math on that one.
Exactly. Okay, I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney. We need to pull over for a few minutes, but we will be right back with you. CNC Auto Show is brought to you in part by Behrman Products. Your vehicle a little sluggish? Experiencing poor fuel economy? Try Behrman's B12 Chem Tool. Featuring its exclusive Hestar high-energy solvent technology, Behrman B12 Chem Tool helps clean your fuel system and can result in higher compression, fewer repairs, and lower operating cost. Learn more at BehrmanProducts.com. I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney, and we are back on the road, ready to answer your automotive questions and share some towing tips. We could say towing toys.
Towing toys, towing,
yeah, whatever.
For work, whatever you're doing.
Yep, whatever you're doing, we will talk about it. We will share a lot of great tips on doing that. And we got a little bit of a slow start, but we're going to catch up.
We started
with
talking
a lot
about
of our tips. I do want to lay that tech tip quiz back out on the table again. I mentioned it beforehand, but this is it would be good to give the question. Billy and a guy that lives in his neighborhood put something on the tailgate of his 2018 Chevrolet Silverado that cut his fuel consumption in half. I mean, in half. What did he do? If you know the answer, give us a call. And we will go over to Pat. Welcome to the CNC Auto Show.
Good morning, Pat.
What can we help with?
I've got a I've got a 71 Buick, and the passing gear is no longer working on it. It's TH400. It's electronic drop-down.
It is.
I believe.
It is. Turbo 400 is electric kickdown.
Right. So is that my first... What should be my first diagnosis?
Did the car have a turbo 400 in it originally, or is it something that was added?
Oh, yeah. This is an original car, actually.
Okay. On the carburetor, or I think it's on the carburetor, mm-hmm. the little switch.
That I believe so too.
That comes from the, you're going to get 12 volts, some from the fuse box going to the switch on the carburetor. And then that switch, when you hit wide open or get close to wide open, it's going to close that switch and it's going to send the 12 volts down to a little male spade connector on the side of the transmission. And mm-hmm. you've got either a bad switch or you're not getting the 12 volts from the fuse box that feeds that switch when you turn your key on. You've got some reason you're not completing that circuit.
Yeah,
Or the linkage isn't pushing the button, or the little solenoid in the transmission may have.
Oh, yeah.
That could be pretty easily, with a power probe or a voltmeter, you should be able to narrow it down fairly quickly. It's a pretty simple system that worked very well.
Pat, I don't think the computer's going to be the problem on that one.
No, you don't need a reflash of your ECU.
Yeah, I don't think that's an option, is it?
But no, that's a good, yeah, the old Turbo 400, that the system worked real well, but being 50 years old, it's probably got a few little kinks here and there.
Yeah.
But it should be fairly simple with a test light or a voltmeter. You should be able to figure it out pretty quickly.
And start at the carburetor switch?
What you might do is, do you have access? Can you jack it up and get under the vehicle, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, yes. Get under there. Turn the ignition on. Don't start it. Turn the ignition on. Mm-hmm. And maybe have a helper. You go underneath there with a voltmeter or a test light. Unplug it from the side of the transmission. And mm-hmm. have your helper... push the accelerator, I want to say it has to be in drive, but you don't have to have the engine running. It goes through the neutral safety switch in some way to make sure, it might not matter, but it either way, try it in park or drive with the engine not running, push the throttle all the way down and see if you get 12 volts down to that connector on the side of the transmission.
Gotcha.
If you don't, just start following it back and you should be able to find it pretty quick.
And, Pat, I'm the official safety manager of the CNC Auto Show. So anytime we're talking about things to do with working on a vehicle, I have to make sure that I give all that information. If anyone's working on a vehicle and they get under a car, use wheel chocks put it in park and do the emergency brake. And, of course, if you do have to jack it up to get under there good, make sure that it's on a good flat surface and use jack stands. I'm going to record that so I can
Yeah, that's good. Good information, especially if you're taking the thing out of park.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't want to hear back from my lawyer.
No,
Now you're covered.
Very good. But, yeah, it should be pretty simple to work out.
One other quick question, if you have time.
Sure.
Is there anything, replacements for the Freon? If the AC isn't producing on the older models, have they come up with anything that will replace the Freon?
Oh, sure. We could retrofit it to a R134A. Now, that probably uses old POA valve system, mm-hmm. I would assume.
But also, there's a few things on the market that is supposed to be a drop-in replacement for R12 and
factory air, it sounds like.
With factory air.
Yeah, wow. I'd like to see that.
Well, you're more than welcome to. I'd love for you to look at it. All original, still has the points and condensers and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you decide to do away with that, you could. Pertronics makes a drop in, so you don't have to change your whole distributor.
There's just something about being able to say all original, including just the AM radio and having the points and condenser in it. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%.
Just from a reliability standpoint.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. But
I still remember, set the 12 to 30.
Yeah, 30 degrees of dwell with the with the Allen wrench through the little hole in the side.
Yeah, you had to turn it.
You had to open the window on the distributor.
Little spring type deal that goes in and there with the Allen wrench.
The little metal door you open on the distributor so you can reach in there.
Yeah, and it wasn't but about 3 years after that that they started. They did the Uniset points where the points and condenser were made together.
Together, yeah.
And that was that was about 74. Yep. They started that.
And then right after that was the ATI.
75 when they went to
And those were leaps forward back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Thank you for calling. Good talking to you.
Hey, Pat, you, gentlemen.
We enjoyed that call. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The number to call is 706-863-5800 or 800-224-9090. And we will, let's give some tips on towing.
Yeah, absolutely. While we got a minute.
How about tires?
Boy, when you pull your trailer out, first thing to do is make sure if you don't want your tire to go flat while it's setting either. Mm-hmm. I'll air it up when I get it out. Well, that flat is going to dry rot. It's going to get a flat spot in. It's going to compromise the integrity of that tire. Mm-hmm. Don't let them go flat, but when you pull it out, make sure you get your pressures where they're supposed to be. The main thing you see people do is I follow behind folks, and you can tell they didn't check the trailer tires. They look flat going down the road, and that's dangerous. That's what causes that, and tongue weight's what causes trailers not to tow very well.
Yeah, and have you ever riding down the road, interstate, or just even on a regular road? And see the poor fellow with all the balloon, the tubes and the skis and all that in the back of their boat. Yeah. And they're on the side of the road with the tire jacked up. And don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Take a look at your tires. Make sure they're not dry rotted. Check the pressures. They're so commonly overlooked. Tire pressures. And check the tire pressures on your vehicle, too.
And a tire that may have been sitting up for a long period of time, or a person that their vehicle may have been sitting there for a long period of time. The tire may look good.
Yeah.
But you really want to look at the date. If those jokers are like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, they've got a date stamped in them. Yeah.
Okay.
That's got to pull over a minute, it looks like.
So check the tires if you plan to tow it. That's whether it's a boat, a camper, or
anything. A utility
motorcycle trailer. Check it out. Okay. I'm here with automotive expert Justin Courtney, and we are having a great time, and I hope that you are. We'll return shortly, ready to answer your automotive questions and share some tips on towing. We'll be right back. Don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. Now Blaster introduces their revolutionary Pro Straw with control flow technology. Simply put, it's a better way to spray. It features a clear flip-up straw and a volume adjuster to control the flow from just a wide spray to a precision stream to just a drop. More precision, less mess, and no one else has it. The Blaster Pro Straw. Look for it on cans of PB Blaster and Multimax Synthetic Lubricant. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
If you enjoy listening to the CNC Auto Show, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Watch our live stream Saturday mornings from 8:05 to 10 Eastern Time on YouTube or Facebook, and drop us a comment. We'll read it on air. You can also catch today's show and past shows on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and any other podcast service you prefer. Help spread the word by telling friends and family, or leave us a 5-star review online.
Are here with the CNC Auto Show, and we want you to join us. Just dial 800-224-9090, and you can listen right here, or you can listen to iHeartRadio. That's CC Auto Show, and you can also watch us live on Facebook. Whatever's good for you, we just want you to join in, have some fun, because we sure do have a great time, and it's always a lot better when you join us.
For sure.
That's what we get out of the deal. We get to spend some time with you. And we love that. We love talking cars. That's what we do all day. Yeah. And we love it.
We do it all day.
Lay the tech tip quiz back out on the table. Billy and a guy that lives in his neighborhood put something on the tailgate of his 2018 Chevrolet Silverado that cut his fuel consumption in half. What did he do? And this could very easily be a true story. I mean, it's I'm sure, no doubt in my mind, that it has happened at one time or another. And as I was talking about this tech tip quiz, first, Mason wanted to answer it. He come in, and our producer, Mason Rogers, he come in here, and he mentioned something.
He wanted to take a stab at it. Aaron said, get a microphone.
But what was it that he said was his answer?
A tonneau cover over the back.
A tonneau cover.
Over the back of his, yeah.
All right. Mason, first put it on stage. All right. Now, what was his answer again?
Tonneau cover.
Okay, Mason, now give you the ah button.
Yep.
Okay.
That
was a self-inflicted ah button. Self-inflicted. That had to hurt. Okay. Let's go over to it. Oh, and if someone knows the answer, give us a call.
Yeah, call.
Let's go to Ricky. Hey, Ricky, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. And we get a little silly sometimes.
Good morning,
Ricky. What can we help you with?
Well, I got one little quick question. I've got a 2008 Volvo C70, hard top convertible. Really a beautiful car. I've had it 8-9 years. In an echo situation, like in a parking garage, I'll occasionally hear some rattle, which I'm assuming is a catalytic converter.
Could be.
You know that you need to replace one.
Well, if it rattles long and bad enough, it's going to break apart in there, and the cakes in there are going to turn sideways, and you're going to be sitting side to side. But usually, like, you know, we'd see that a lot on Jeeps and stuff. They'll rattle for a couple of years before they'll break apart. How do you know when you need to replace one? Usually, well, if it rattles bad enough that it breaks and it won't run, clearly that's a good clue. But you know, you may get a check engine light,
insufficient.
Yeah. Catalyst efficiency.
Something like that.
The short answer to that is that cat has reached its end of life. It only does its job for so long. And then we see it all the time in the business that a car with a couple hundred thousand or 150 or, you know, whatever mileage, it's time for, you know, it starts, that cat is what the computer's
108.
No, that's not even a lot.
Ricky, what I normally do on those is I just take my fist and hit the converter. Yep. But from past experience, I would let that joker cool down a little bit because I've hit them with
skin on it.
And it don't take you but just a second or two to like Justin mentioned, that you get a lot of your DNA on the converter because it melts your hand to it.
It scalds you.
So let it cool down and kind of hit it a few times, or use a rubber hammer and hit it a few times, or be underneath it. If it rattles at idle, have the vehicle running while it's on a lift rack and look under it and see if that's what
it's
it is.
It's rare, but I do. You know, the first time I heard it, I thought something was dragging. And then I heard one of your shows when somebody said something about that. You said, oh, you got a catalytic converter going out. So I said,
It could be rattling around in there. It could be a heat shield. A lot of those Volvos, and they have turbochargers, and they have all kinds of heat management stuff going on under the hood. There's little, all the way underneath it, there's a downpipe that's got heat shields on it, and all that stuff can rattle over time. You know, it could be the cat, but it could just be something simple too.
Okay. Well, it doesn't bother me that much. I just didn't want to get stranded one day.
It'd be very doubtful. It used to be, many years ago, we used to run into a fair amount of them that would turn sideways and block the exhaust. But I bet we might see one.
It's not very often.
I hadn't seen one in a year or more.
Yeah, it's not too often. They make them better. I think they just make them better.
Yeah, the way they're designed, they're not as likely to do that anymore.
And extremely expensive, I noticed.
They are. Some of them, especially those European, especially that, like a Volvo, something European, Some of those Mercedes and other stuff from Europe, they get real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Real. In fact, that's what the thieves are cutting. They'll sneak underneath. Yeah. They'll sneak underneath European cars and cut them. In fact, Aaron, during the break, Aaron was telling me the new thing the thieves are doing. What
they're doing now? Now, of course, we're still going through that,
but it was still interesting.
We're still going through the issue with people cutting off catalytic converters, especially a bus or a truck,
so expensive,
something like that. Yeah. They can just easily get up underneath there, take a Sawzall, boom, cut it off, and toss it in there. And some of them, they get $200 or $300 a piece for it. Well, now the big thing is they're doing the same thing, only they're taking a drill, drilling a hole in the gas tank and letting it just gravity feed into a tank and then stealing the gas.
Yeah.
'Cause you got to figure you can get
$5 a gallon.
Yeah. A tank of gas and get a couple of $100 right there pretty quick.
I didn't know that was a thing. Aaron said.
That's the big thing now. Oh, and just like a catalytic converter, it costs the person a huge amount of money to replace the converter with the gas tank. You can't repair a gas tank.
No, you got
to
replace it.
You have to replace it. So you're talking $1,000 or more to replace it just so they can get $100 worth of gas.
Quickly.
So,
yeah, that thief doesn't care about you.
But just a heads up, that's coming.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hey, Ricky, we appreciate the call. Very nice of you. And it is it's going to be amazing now. Of course, many years ago, vehicles were putting on the locking gas cap so they wouldn't have to worry about people stealing their gas because they'd siphon it out. Yep. And, of course, now they got the flaps in there to where it's very difficult.
The rollover valve and the check valve.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's going to be hard to siphon one. But
you'd have to drill it to
gravity
get it out.
Feed. And I don't know. I'd be a little nervous drilling into a gas tank
with an electric drill.
Yeah,
well,
an electric drill.
No thanks. No,
I don't think I'd go with that very well.
From a safety standpoint, never mind the moral standpoint.
yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to tech tip quiz. Billy and a guy that lives in his neighborhood put something on the tailgate of his 2018 Chevrolet Silverado that cut his fuel consumption in half. I mean, in half. So if you know the answer to that, you give us a call. But you're going to have to do it during the next hour because the fuel gauge is on E and we need to pull over. I'm Aaron Clements here with automotive expert Justin Courtney and our show producer who got the ah button, a self-inflicted ah button in there, is Mason Rogers. We'll pull over and fill up the tank. We'll be broke, but we'll be back on the road shortly. And thank you all for tuning in. And a special thank you to all you that called in to be with us on the CNC Auto Show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. Now Blaster introduces their revolutionary Pro Straw with control flow technology. Simply put, it's a better way to spray. It features a clear flip-up straw and a volume adjuster to control the flow from just a wide spray to a precision stream to just a drop. More precision, less mess, and no one else has it. The Blaster Pro Straw. Look for it on cans of PB Blaster and Multimax Synthetic Lubricant. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. And we do welcome you to the CNC Auto Show. I am Eric Clements here with co-host Justin Courtney.
Good morning.
And Justin, we had a great hour last time. Man, I had a good time.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a good hour this time, too. I look forward to it. What makes it really good for us is when the people call in and they ask questions and we're able to talk about cars. That's what we do all day. We work around cars and we work around cars because we love cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so American. I mean,
it is. The cars are very steeped in the American history.
They are. And plus, we're here to give information on ways to make your car safer, dependable, and to make it last longer for less money. And are we ready to crank this bad boy?
We are.
Okay,
let's do it.
We're going to crank it up. So we want you to give us a call, 800-224-9090. And we'll also be talking about towing items like boats, campers, trailers, whether you're towing for pleasure or towing for work. We want to tell you ways that you can do it safely and come out good on that. We do have a tech tip quiz that we laid out on the table before, and we will go ahead and mention that again. Billy and a guy that lives in his neighborhood put something on the tailgate of his 2018 Chevrolet Silverado that cut his fuel consumption in half. What did he do? And we'll be looking for an answer for that. Let's go to the calls. Let's go over to Eric. Eric, welcome to the CNC Auto Show. What can we help you with?
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. I want to give a shot at the tech tip quiz.
Great. Oh, Eric, you know we need to put you on stage first, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And Eric, be careful because Mason tried, our producer, Mason Rogers, he tried to give the answer a little bit earlier during the first hour. He had to give himself the ah button, and he's been sitting in the corner ever since.
His fingers hovering over it right
now.
Yeah,
he. Oh, yeah, that's him. That's him right now. You see what it did? You don't want that to be you, Eric. That would be bad news. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the answer to today's tech tip quiz?
Well, I actually back in, and I had a 350 Blazer. Well, I had a 350 motor with a Quadrajet in it back in the 80s. And you could, if you left it idling at the gas pump, you couldn't get it to fill up. So you had to turn it off to top it off. But anyway, I bought a Honda Prelude and cut my fuel consumption quite a bit. So I would imagine that he bought a vehicle from his neighbor, an economy vehicle that gave him less drive time for his truck.
All right, now say that one more time. I didn't quite grab that one, Eric.
He probably bought a vehicle from his neighbor, an economy vehicle from his neighbor, and probably while they were standing there talking about it or after they made the deal, he laid the keys to that vehicle on the tailgate while they finished their conversation.
Oh, I think it. Well, wow. Eric, you put a lot of thought into this thing, didn't you? It almost makes me feel bad doing doing what we had to do. It kind of makes me feel bad.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I think it made Mason feel good because he was able to shift that over to somebody else. Because legally, he was the last person that got the ah button. Now you're the last person
he's
that
passed
got
the torch.
Yeah. And so now you'll have to hold on to that until somebody else calls in and gets the ah button. So
thanks for calling though.
Yeah. I hope it don't last too long.
My Saturday. Eric, I enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you for calling. We do appreciate it. I will say though that Eric was kind of on the right track, really.
I don't even know what the answer is, but I think I could see where I thought he was going with it.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of went the other way a little bit. And I was like, we're going to have to send it to the judges on this.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to tell you the answer. But the biggest thing
to listen to the caller.
You can't answer.
Right. I don't want
that. And so in doing that, you won't stand the chance of winning the CNC Auto Show official. I'm going to put my hands on it now. I'm holding
it's
it.
It's something to
one
behold.
One side of it. To where other people will see this as you're doing it. It says official tech tip quiz winner. And everybody in the room will be looking at you as you're standing there. Okay, let's give a quick trailer towing tip.
Absolutely.
And then we will go straight to the phones. Right after that, we'll be going to Todd.
We'll go to Todd in a minute.
Mason won't make my letters bigger on the screen, so I have to look over
a little bit.
Want to mention a quick thing about transmission fluid and towing. The thing that causes transmission fluid to lose its lubrication ability is the heat.
Absolutely.
The hotter transmission fluid gets,
the less it's going to last.
The less viscosity it has, and it don't lubricate as well. Now, if you were able to run 195 degrees temperature on transmission fluid, you could actually drive it 100, 150, 200,000 miles because you don't have any combustion gases going into the transmission. But what breaks it down is the heat.
The heat.
So, and there's there's charts that you can see to where the hotter it gets, the faster it loses its ability to lubricate the fast moving parts. And actually, a fluid that gets, when it starts getting up to 220,
it's cooking.
It starts losing it quick. 195 degrees, you start losing a lot of it at about 50,000 miles. When you get on up there to 220, it drops down to about 25,000.
It's exponential.
Yes, it is. So you want to make sure that you keep an eye on that transmission fluid. If it, I'd recommend replacing it on a regular basis if you're doing towing, like somewhere between 25,000-30,000 miles, depending on how heavy the item is you're towing. But if you one thing you can do also is look at the color of the transmission fluid.
Yeah, it'll take on a bad smell even if
if you get
to that point, it might be you might have overstepped a little bit.
Exactly right.
And so, your engine oil too is when you're pulling a big heavy trailer, your engine oil also is gonna take a little bit more of a beating than it normally would in normal condition.
You're exactly right. So make sure that's done. And use good quality.
Another thing is a lot of those towing vehicles, like a truck or something that's got a towing package, will have a big transmission cooler on it just for that reason.
Yes.
But it still puts more and more when you look at a maintenance table, it says normal conditions, heavy duty conditions, you know, when you're pulling a big fifth wheel or something, that's extreme conditions.
Yeah. And that builds up a lot of extra heat.
Your maintenance table needs to be cut like in half.
In short, maintain your vehicle for towing if you are towing.
For sure.
Okay, you ready to go to calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go over to Todd. Hey, Todd, welcome to the CNC Auto Show, and what can we help you with?
Yes, sir, thank you. I have a 2005 Ford Expedition with the three-valve 5.4-liter engine, and it stalls every time you come to a traffic light. It'll sit there and idle a little rough and then just shut off. If you put it in neutral, it doesn't stall.
Lots of things could cause that. That you said it's an 05?
It's 05, yes, sir.
Check engine light on?
It is not, no, sir. I changed the timing chain. I've changed the lash adjusters. I've changed the fuel pressure sensor. I've changed the oxygen sensors. I've went through this thing with quite a bit of detail.
There's a little small nut on the bumper in the rear. Have you done that?
No, sir.
All right.
Have you, just for giggles, have you cleaned your throttle body on that
thing? That was my thought.
Have you cleaned out the
throttle body? I have cleaned the throttle
body. Okay. Yes. Did it help at all, or did it make any difference whatsoever?
It did not make a difference. It runs, when it's running, it runs like a sewing machine. You can't even hear it. But only at idle, when you stop at a light and it sits there and idles for, you know, more than a minute or 20-30 seconds, it'll start running rough and then just shut off.
Todd, we're going to put you on hold just a second.
Stand by.
And we're going to come up with some good answers for you when we return. We'll be right back.